a word for you from Luke chapter 1, verse 13. But the angel said to him, "Do not be afraid, Zechariah, for your prayer has been heard, and your wife Elizabeth will bear you a son, and you shall call his name John." Now, all these events, including this one, are oft repeated when it comes to Christmas time as we think of the birth of our Savior. And this is one of the very important events. Although it's not the parents of Jesus Christ, or those who would be his guardians, so to say, this is directly connected, for John was to be a cousin, so to say, and this was an announcement, a pre-birth announcement, imagine it, directly by God through his angel to a humble priest who happened to be chosen to go into the temple at that time. But God is the organizer of events and history, and he knew exactly what he was doing. But notice here that Zechariah, being human, was afraid. He was troubled. And God addressed directly, or he inspired his angel to directly address his fear right there. Because Zechariah had probably never seen an angel before. He didn't know what was happening. But God was in control completely. And this is what the angel said, "Your prayer has been heard, therefore do not be afraid." In other words, it's not that the angel came with judgment, but in fact God was busy answering his prayer. Now, you might say, surely, was he still praying for a child? They were probably well over 80. They were very old. She was infertile. He was not able to, humanly speaking, to conceive. They were well beyond their years of fertility and able to conceive. And so it was, humanly speaking, an impossibility. But God remembered the prayers of those days, perhaps many years ago when they had prayed often for a child. God had not forgotten. And so too, perhaps you've stopped praying many years ago for something, but God still remembers. God is the one who invades time. Time belongs to him, the past, the present, and the future. You might have stopped praying. You've given up hope for a loved one, or for something that you really desire from God for him to do in your life. And here God was going to do something miraculous in the life of Zechariah. His prayer had been heard.